I am surprised and obviously somewhat concerned that something here has not happened yet. I mean, we've gone into Afghanistan. We've gone into Iraq. We're helping some of the Pakistanis, chasing terrorists apparently all over the place. As you say, they keep coming. But my concern is why hasn't anything happened here yet?
Well, I think part of the issue is the American time schedule. We're used to, you know, short problems, you know, peak attention, fix a problem, and get on with things. If you look at the time frame between the attacks on the World Trade Center, for instance, that was well over the 3 years between, you know, the 96 bombing and the 2001.
Right.
They're also very selective of the targets. They're willing to move until they find something that's soft. They know that our attention is up. They also know that costs a lot. There are some severe penalties to pay for being hyper alert. And they look for targets of opportunity. Now, we saw in Spain, you know, what they were capable of doing there. And so they're now carefully dissecting allies. You saw the people who were rescued today going after the Italians, trying to, and in fact executed one of the Italian hostages right off the bat. And those are moves that are designed strategically to break up alliances and to alienate support. So they can attack anywhere in the world. I mean, we tend to be, you know, pretty ethnocentric here and worried about the United States and whether it happens here. One of the things you that's in that paper that you have, if you notice, I think that the basis of war in the future is not geographic. It's not country against country, but it is rather it's belief system against belief system.
Yes.
And I argue quite strongly that we are fighting two different wars in Iraq. And that I don't think the administration has realized it. We talk about, you know, the foreign terrorists coming in. They see themselves as Mujahideen, or the holy warriors, who are coming to the fight, and they never agree to these boundaries anyway. I mean, you know, the whole Middle East was divvied up at the end of the Ottoman Empire by European cartographers. Without any thought to, you know, who lives where and what should be a country or anything.
They really see the entire Middle East as one religious location, basically.
Sure. And they've been nomadic. Many of them have been nomadic people that, you know, traditionally just move to wherever they need to be. So they do not see these boundaries developed by somebody else as sacrosanct. Hence, they're also willing to attack us wherever we may be. And if that's within the borders of the United States, okay. If it's among softer targets that are you know, available at other places around the world that may not be as well defended, that's perfectly okay, too, and fits well within their paradigm.
Is it too late, John, and is this unrealistic for us to simply say to these terrorists, look, you know, and we all know, you know, they keep coming. Unless we annihilate the entire planet, it's not going to stop. Is it too late to simply say, look, we need to just end this for both of us and, you know, let's come to some kind of resolution here and let's go on our merry way? Is that too much of being an idealist here?
I think so. The problem there is that you think you're dealing with, you know, rational people who have logical thought patterns similar to ours. one of my big findings, I dealt with the senior leadership of the Afghan National Army, and part of them were trained military officers that had come, excuse me, either from, been trained by Russians, Americans, Indian, or Chinese. Another major subset were Mujahideen. They were all very bright people, very adept, or they wouldn't have been alive. And one of the things I found out, that most of what we called the Mujahideen had very little formal education. So when you presented issues to them and you thought, there's a clear logic as to how you'd solve this, the response was something totally different. And so I think there is something that takes place in education, formal education, whichever that, you know, what context they may come from, and other people who are just adapting street smarts who do not have critical thinking skills. And a lot of the folk, as we know them, and we have this conflict of values, and so the people who are leading the other side do not see the same values or have the same behavior patterns that, you know, would give us what we would call the rational person to deal with.